KRX. Everything that rocks.
Alrighty, good morning.
That's a good theme song right there.
7:12, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Morning. Good morning.
How are you, you ace?
It's pretty good. I feel pretty good.
Yeah, feeling good on a Wednesday. We're halfway through the work week. Not too bad. We'll take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. No, we won't.
No, you won't.
No, then. I won't. But it just feels good to say. Feels good to say. Could be hot. Could be cold. I don't know.
It's like the weatherman that never does weather.
So basically, every other weatherman. I could guess. Could do what they do. Just guess.
Throw some dye, man. Right. Throw the dye.
Clickety clack. All right, we got to get to it. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. COVID has obviously been pretty much everywhere. Well, it's hitting one more place that we all know and love. South Park. The Comedy Central adult cartoon, now going 23 years strong, is having a one-hour pandemic special at the end of the month. The official synopsis says, quote, Randy comes to terms with his role in the COVID-19 outbreak. It goes on to say the kids happily return to school, but nothing resembles the normal they once knew. In the new trailer, it shows the gang in a classroom sitting in social distant plexiglass-lined cubicles. The special airs September 30th at 8 p.m. I can only imagine what they are going to come up with here.
I mean, let's all be honest. Did anybody think that South Park wasn't going to do anything on COVID? They're just waiting. You know, I guarantee it's going to be hilarious.
So Kenny is officially dead, right? He died, and then they didn't bring him back. And I think they just gave Butters a bigger role. Isn't that how it goes?
We were talking about South Park the other day. I'm going to be honest with you, Brock. I haven't watched it in years. Yeah. I don't know why. Maybe I just don't scroll past it. I just never catch it when I'm, you know, in the old TV guide. But, man, I'll tell you what, though. Growing up, I watched South Park religiously.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what they come up with this. I'm sure it's going to be ridiculous and off the wall like it always is. I've caught a few episodes, like on Hulu. They got everything on there, and they always post the new ones and everything like that. But I'll definitely be watching this one because, you know, at this point, you almost got to – I don't know. Maybe it'll help us take our mind off of the ridiculousness, or it'll at least make us laugh a little bit about all the craziness we've been going through.
Just wear your mask, okay? Would you?
Okay.
Just wear your mask, okay?
Mask are good, okay. Okay. COVID's bad, okay. Yeah. It's that one episode when he's all high on, like, peyote out in the forest. Is it just so
ridiculous? Fruits are bad, okay?
I'm trying to think. Okay. If you ever want to give someone a good idea of what South Park is, they've never seen it, just have them watch the South Park movie, and they'll get everything that they need.
God, all right? Dude, it still holds to this day. It's hilarious.
I wanted a Ferrari cake.
I wanted a Ferrari cake. Those are really nice. That's killing me.
That makes me laugh every single time. But anyway, September 30th, South Park's one-hour pandemic special will be on Comedy Central. I'm sure you'll be able to stream it after the fact. Lastly, are you a good husband or are you a good wife?
Oh, just terrible. I'm a better wife than a husband. That's for sure.
Well, there's this test from 1939 that's making its rounds online, and it's supposed to tell you if you're being a good husband or wife. A lot of this... I don't want to say it's very dated, all right? It absolutely is dated, but there are some things on there that, okay, that makes sense. So here are some signs that you're a good husband, according to the test. You're nice to her friends. You remember your anniversary. You're kind to her, even if no one's watching. You ask for her opinion sometimes. You let her drive the car if she needs it, and you read the paper out loud to her. That's some of the things you can do if you're a good husband.
Yeah. Now, well, I'm not getting the paper anymore, so I ain't reading it out loud.
Take that one.
The other one, like the anniversary, like I know it, but like it sneaks up on you sometimes, doesn't
it? I was smart. I made sure that we got married on a holiday weekend. Ours is September 1st. That's when our wedding anniversary is. So it's always smart. Labor Day. I'll never forget it. I never, ever will forget it. Because it's like, oh, 3-day weekend. I was like, oh, wait, it's Labor Day. I got to get something for her. Here's some signs if you're not a great husband. Flirting in front of her, comparing her to your mom or previous wives. That's right.
Oh, God.
Talking about how life was better before you got married, not saying excuse me when you burp, and criticizing her in public. Do you do any of those, Hunter?
Maybe not say excuse me when I burp. I think I toot more than I burp, though.
Do you say excuse me, though?
Excuse me? I don't think so. I think we're way past that.
Did you say excuse me after you ruined the bed sheets? Did you do that?
No. Sorry. Sorry, honey.
Excuse me. Sorry about that.
Excuse me.
Did not mean to ruin the duvet.
What was the last one?
Criticizing her in public.
Yeah, you can't be doing that. We were just talking about that, weren't we? We're just yelling at each other in public. You can't do that anymore, guys.
What's wrong with telling your wife, hey, shape up, all right? If you're in public.
Shut up!
Hey, listen here, you dumb broad. All right?
Yeah, you get some heads turning at that point. Oh, God, this is going to be interesting.
Hey!
You can always tell in the tone of voice, too, yeah. You shouldn't have said something. Boy, or he did something.
That's good. Okay. Kiki criticizes me in public all the time. It's insane.
Does she?
Now there are some standards for being a good wife from 1939.
Okay, yeah. This is the interesting one. Here
you always serve dinner on time. You play an instrument. Get dressed up for breakfast. You're a good housekeeper. You always put the kids to bed. You run any big purchases by your husband first. And you let him sleep in on the weekends.
And it puts the lotion on its skin.
Now, some signs you're not a good wife include not liking kids, being late for appointments, letting your cold feet touch him under the covers, being a backseat driver, getting jealous, and wearing red nail polish. Huh.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the old red. No, here's another thing. Lipstick, ladies. No more red lipstick. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Ronald McDonald over here. You look like a
slutty clown. All right. Clean it up.
You're right, though. Come on. What was the first couple? I missed the first couple.
Not liking kids and being late for appointments.
Yeah. I mean, she passes. Yeah. She definitely is a backseat driver, though.
Oh, God.
Bothers the hell out of me.
God. I don't know what it is about my wife that just whenever I'm driving, and you know what she'll do too? Like she'll overreact to something while I'm driving. I'm like, don't do that. All right. It's just a squirrel.
You're making me more nervous.
Exactly.
Now.
I'm sitting here trying to drive.
I got it. Then you start arguing too. You know what? One that gets me, like when they're pointing to stuff, like there's a biker on the side of the road, like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I know. It's a biker. I see it. I'm not driving.
I'm not sitting here driving with my eyes closed. I see the pedestrian. I got it. You just sit there.
Jesus.
You just sit there and put on your slutty clown makeup and be quiet there, you dumb broad. We should find this test and see if we pass or not. I don't know. I think I'd be all right. Hey, look, I'm a DC student, so I think if I get a C+ on this thing, I'm doing all right in the husband category.
You pass. If you get a D-, you pass. So just aim for that.
I noticed there wasn't anything on there about blowy, so I'm not sure if that's on the test or not. But.
No, I don't think it is.
Anyway, all right, there you go. That's your morning dump.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.